Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'id Katan Dalad Amud Beis. We're holding on Dalad Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Madlin Yirako is Kedei La'ichlan. Right now we assume this means that you're allowed to draw water from a well on Chol HaMoed in order to water your vegetables to eat them on Chol HaMoed. Then B'shvil Li'afayson, but if you're just doing that so that they grow better, so that's going to be Aser, for that you're not allowed to be Tireach. Ravina and Rabbi Taisva have ukazli b'orcha. The Gemara tells a story that Ravina and Rabbi Taisva were once traveling chazalu gavro davadali davul b'chul demayada, and they saw a certain person who was drawing water and watering his vegetables on Chol HaMoed. So Amrle Rabbi Taisva to Ravina. So Rabbi Taisva said to Ravina, "Leisei mar l'shamte, go put him in nidre. He's violating the halachis of Chol HaMoed. He's watering his vegetables." So Amar Leis. So Ravina said to Rabbi Taisva, "What are you talking about? He's watering his vegetables. Maybe he's doing it to eat it." V'hatane, we learned in the Braisa. That we just quoted, that man only yirako is kedei la'ichlan, that you are allowed to water your vegetables, to draw water and water your vegetables on Chol HaMoed if you're doing it to eat them. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Teisva said to Ravina, that no, you got wrong shot in the Braisa. Mi savris my madlin, madlin maya. You think madlin means to draw water? No, my madlin means shlufe. It means to pull out some of the vegetables, to thin it out, so that you have less vegetables, and then mamela, each of the vegetables that are growing from the ground will get better nutrients, and they'll grow with better quality. Kedanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, this concept that madlin means to thin out, hameida al-begifanim, talks about the person who's thinning out his grapevine. So the Mishnah says that kishem shumedo b'shalai kachumedo b'shalaniyim. Just like he thins out his own grapevine, so if he has grapevines that belong to the aniyim, such as he has peya growing in his field, so that peya also he's allowed to be made on the gefanim to make the grapes that do grow to make them better quality. Different Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Ramei Raimer, Bishalai Rasha, Ivena Rasha, Bishalaniyam. Then no, you might enjoy quality over quantity, so it's mutter to do it for yourself, but you can't do it for the Aniyam. The Aniyam might prefer quantity over quality, and therefore don't thin out their grapes. Now Amar Lei, but you see that Meidal doesn't mean necessarily drawing water. Meidal could just mean thinning out. So Amar Lei, so Ravina said back to Rabbi Teisva, "V'hatanya Madlin Mayim Liyirako is Kedei La'ichlan." It's very nice that Madlin could mean to thin out, but I have a brisa about Chol HaMoed that says Lehedya that Madlin in this topic refers to being Madlin Mayim Liyirako is Kedei La'ichlan. It is referring to drawing water, like we originally explained. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Teisva said to Ravina, "Itanya Tanya." Okay, in Echanami. If you have a braisa that says lahedya that we're talking about water, so then that's the halacha. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to make ugyos legafanim. It's tirch yaseira. Says the Gemara, my ugyos, what's ugyos? I'm a Rav Yehuda banki. It means making ditches around the grapevines so that the water goes to these ditches. Tani nami achi that elu ain ugyos. The following is ugyos. It's bedidin shebeikre zesim v'sheikre gefanim. It's the ditches that you dig by the roots of the olive trees and the grapevines. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true that ugyos refers to banki? V'Rav Yehuda shara levne ben. Rav Yehuda allowed the Bnei Tzeisai to make these ditches for their vineyards in Chol HaMoed. Now he's not going to argue in our Mishnah. So obviously, Ugyais does not refer to Banki. He obviously agrees that Ugyais is Aser, and yet still he allowed Banki. Says the Gemara, Leikasha habechati habatike. And no, they're both referring to ditches. Ditches are Aser, and ditches are also Mutter. What does that mean? It means there's a difference between new ditches and old ditches. The Mishnah which said that Ugyais, which is Banki, is Aser, that refers to making a new ditch, that's a Tirchi Yaseira. That which Rav Yehuda was Matir the Banki, he was Matir to make Ugyais like a Fandom on Chol HaMoed, that's talking about old ditches. There already was a ditch there, it got damaged, so you could fix it, that's not Tirchi Yaseira. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer and Eisen Esa'ama. We said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had said that you're not allowed to make a canal on Chol HaMoed or on Shemitah, a water canal. So Bishlam HaMoed Mishram de Katarach. I understand on Chol HaMoed you can't make a new water canal because that's a Tirchi Yaseira. So even if it's for a Davar Aved, it's a Tirchi Yaseira. El Shviyah is my time. What's wrong on Shemitah with making a water canal? Says the Gemara, Pligubah Rav Zeira Rav Abba Bar Mamo, Machlaikas Rav Zeira and Rav Bar Mamo. Chad Amr Bimnei Shanira Koider. One of them explained, it's because it's near a ka'idir, it looks like you're hoeing, it looks like you're softening the dirt where you're digging. The other one said, because you're then taking the dirt and you're putting it by the banks of the canal, so you're being machshir the banks of the canal, Lizria, that's the issue. If as you're digging, water is right away going into the canal. According to the man Amar who says that the concern is the dirt that's going on the banks of the canal, so that exists over here also, that doesn't change. Whereas according to the man Amar who said that the concern is that it looks like you're hoeing that place where you're digging, so that it's not going to exist over here. It's obvious that you're just making a canal because the water is right away going into that area. Ask the Gemara, Lamanda Amar Nation near Kaider, Lechosh Nation Machshir Agapel Israel. Why doesn't he also agree that there's a problem of being Machshir Agapel Israel, that you're preparing the banks of the canal that now you could plant over there? So why doesn't he agree to that concern? Says the Gemara, Elo in a Khanami, Ika Benayu, the Kashakul Mine Vashadi Levrai. That the nafkamina between these two chashashos would be in a case where you're digging the canal and you're taking that dirt and you're just scattering it away. So lamand amr nesha machshir agapel Israel leka. According to lamand amr that said that the problem with making a canal is that you're being machshir the banks of the canal for Zriya, over here you're not because you're taking the dirt and you're scattering it. And lamand amr nesha nirka iderika. Whereas according to lamand amr that says that the problem with making the canal is that the canal is nirka ider, so then that's going to exist over here as well. Ask the Gemara, okay, well, why doesn't he agree that there's a problem over here of near a ka'idr? Says the Gemara, because either nami kikashako beduchte manachle. He'll tell you that it's not really near a ka'idr. When you're either, you usually take the dirt and you put it back in its place over here where you're throwing it away. So it's not near a ka'idr. The other man Damer says that sometimes you do throw it away. Sometimes it's not good soil, so you'll throw it away. But Lamai says it's not the most common way to do it, and he's still concerned for near a ka'idr. This man Damer is not concerned for near a ka'idr, though, in this case. Says the Gemara right there now, that Amemar Masni Le Mimnesha near a ka'idr. Rav Meimar, when he learned our Mishnah, he said to Lehedya that Rav Elazar ben Azariah said that you're not allowed to make a canal on Shemitah because it's near a ka'idr. V'kashale, so then he had a kasha. Is that really true? Rav Elazar ben Azariah, V'kashale, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Ad Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And because of that, he had a stira within the shita of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And he said like this, Umi Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Kol Shanir a ka'idr asr. Did Rav Elazar ben Azariah really say that anytime you dig something on Shemitah, so it's near a ka'idr, and it's asr to do that, it's asr to dig anything on Shemitah, it's always going to be near a ka'idr? Or many, I'll ask you a stira, we learned that Aisa Adam Azivu Aitzer. The Tanakhama says a person's allowed to pile up fertilizer in his field on Shemitah. It's not a problem of looking like you're fertilizing your field, because it's obvious you're putting it into a pile, no one's going to think that you're fertilizing your field. Rameir Iser. Rameir says that no, you're not allowed to do that. Achiyamik Shleish Tfachim. But there's a few Eitzas. You could dig into the ground 3 Tfachim and put the fertilizer there. Ayachiyak Bia Shleish Tfachim. Or you make a mound that's 3 Tfachim high and you put the fertilizer there. Or Haile Davar Muad. If you already have a layer of fertilizer on the ground, so Maisef Alav Hailech, you're allowed to then pile it up on top of that layer because anyways the new fertilizer is not touching the ground. So all of that's going to be Mutter. And Azariah Iser, he did not allow this last Eitzah to pile it up when there's already a layer of fertilizer there. He only allowed Achiyamik Shleisha, if you dig 3 Tfachim into the ground, Ayachiyak Bia Shleisha, where you pile it up 3 Tfachim above the ground, Ayachiyitin Al Sela, or if you put it on top of a rock. But what do you see from this Raisa? That Rav Elazar ben Azariah allows you to be Yamik Shleisha. He allows you to dig into the ground 3 Tfachim and put the fertilizer there. What happened to Nira Ka'idr? Says the Gemara 2 Terutzim. Rav Zeir v'Rabba v'Mamo Chad Amar Kagoyin Shehemek. We're not talking about digging 3 Tfachim into the ground now on Shemitah. Avada, that would be a problem of Nira Ka'idr. When Rav Elazar ben Azariah is referring to a case where a person already, before Shemitah, he already had a 3 Tfach ditch in the ground. So then you could put the fertilizer there. V'chad Amar, the other one answered, that Zivli Mechiyach Olav. That even though normally digging is Nira Ka'idr, when you're then piling up Zevel into that pit, so then it's obvious that you're not being oider. We said in the Mishnah, Misakrinus and Mikukolos b'mayit, that even though you're not allowed to make a new canal, that would be Tirch Yisera, if you have a canal that got broken, that got filled up a little bit on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to fix it. So my Mikukolos, what's the level of how Mikukol it could be that you're allowed to fix it? Amr of Abba, Shemaisa, Amuka, Tefach, Mamid al Shisha Tefachim. If it's now only a Tefach deep, you're allowed to fix it and make it 6 Tefachim like it was originally, you could dig 5 more Tefachim into the ground. Now says the Gemara, the Pshita, it's obvious, the halacha in the following case is obvious. That if you have chatzi tefach al shloisha tefachim, kevin doli avar maya loiklamu. It's obvious that if now the canal is only half a tefach, and you want to make it 3 tefachim, so that's not going to accomplish anything, because the water is not going to go through a 3 tefach canal very easily, and therefore it's a tircha shlo l'tzayrich, that's going to be aser, because it's not accomplishing anything. Tfachayim al shneimasar dekatarach tirchi yisera loy. Also, if right now it's 2 tfachim and you want to then make it to 12, so even though it's the same 6 times deeper, like 1 to 6, we said 1 to 6 is mutter. 2 to 12, even though it's also only 6 times more, that's going to be a problem because that's tirchi yisera. You're going so deep into the ground, you're doing so many tfachim deep into the ground. That's tirchi yisera. That's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, Tfachayim al Shiva Mahu. What's the halacha to go from 2 tfachim to 7? Do we say Hacha Chamisha v'kamamik v'Hacha Chamisha kamamik? Just like we said 1 to 6 is mutter, and you're going 5 tfachim into the ground. Here also you're going only 5 tfachim into the ground. You're going the same amount of tfachim into the ground, and therefore it's mutter. Aydelma kevin dika tefach yisera, ika tircha tfei. Or maybe no, here it's a problem because you're going that tefach deeper into the ground, meaning you're going only 5 more into the ground, but you're going a total of 7 tefachim into the ground. That extra tefach deeper into the ground involves more tircha, and therefore it's going to be problematic, to which the Gemara says teku. Now moving on to the halachis of Tzarchi Rabbim, says the Gemara, Bayi Shar Levnei Bar Hamdoch L'Shachufi Nahara. He allowed the Bnei Bar Hamdoch to clear out the river from branches on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yirmiya Shar Lu Levnei Sachvasa L'Michra Nahara Tamima. He allowed them to unclog a spring that became clogged. And Rav Ashi Shar Lu Levnei Masa Mechasya L'Achduchi Nahar Bornetz. He allowed them to take out a pile of rocks from the Nahar Bornetz. And Amar Rav Ashi explained that the reason why he allowed this is that Kevin Neshasu Minei Rabbim Kerab. That since many people drink from its water, so it's like Tzarchei Rabbim. Utanan, we learned our Mishnah, in our Mishnah, that Eisen called Tzarchei Rabbim, that on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to do all Tzarchei Rabbim. So even though in these cases there's Tirchi Yaseira, and for a Davar Aved we would not have allowed them on Chol HaMoed, over here, since it's Tzarchei Rabbim, for the Tzarchei Rabbim, you're even allowed to do a Tirchi Yaseira, and that's why all these Amarayim allowed the people in their cities to do these different Malachis on Chol HaMoed.